And I'll tell you what, yesterday I watched all the President's Men. I was sick. I was on the couch going through the Sky movie channels, and there I came in like 1 minute in to All the President's Men, Dustin Hoffman and Robert Redford and some other good actors, and the story of the Watergate thing and the leaks that led to the exposure of what was called the Committee to Re-elect the President. And it was a massive, if you remember Watergate, what Watergate was a massive and concerted campaign involving former CIA operatives, FBI agents, lawyers, and I guess they would have been their day being the equivalent of bloggers, and what was set up with the knowledge and approval of Richard Nixon was this black ops organisation that released false, sometimes true, but damaging material. Just listen to this. Damaging material about his political opponents within the Republican Party and in the Democrat Party. And these people were lawyers and people who would research. And I guess it came to a head when they broke into the Democratic Party headquarters in the Watergate Hotel, and they were bugging it to find out what the Democrats were up to. But that was only the tip of the iceberg. The real story was that they caught them only with the money, because they were illegally gathering money and funneling it to people to do break-ins and carry out political propaganda attacks. And I watched that movie, which in itself was a dramatic representation of the truth. And I really sat there and I thought, man, actually, and it's the biggest political scandal in the history of the United States of America, no doubt about it. And I thought, well, was Jason Eade actually doing anything different? No, not really. And I think morally, we have to ask the same questions of Jason Eade and whomever he reported to in the Prime Minister's office. And at the end of the day, doesn't the buck have to stop with John Key? And him saying that he is relaxed about it, to my mind, doesn't cut the mustard right now. And I reckon, actually, we need some sort of Royal Commission of Inquiry into what's gone on. And I know that sounds a huge thing, but I'll be honest, I don't think the New Zealand media can be relied on to do this job. I think we've all got too stuffed up and we've kind of lost our way on it. And I'm not saying that Nikki Hager's book is like a Bible. It's full of inaccuracies and false assumptions. And that was the great thing seeing that movie, All the President's Men, yesterday. They wouldn't publish anything unless they had proof. And all they did was publish facts. And they got accused of the same things that Nikki Hager is being accused of, or anyone who says that they're left-wing, that they're politically motivated. The Washington Post wasn't. It just had a good story. And I think buried in the release of all this information is a story that is not good for New Zealand. And the story is that the taxpayers have funded a guy in the office of the Prime Minister who's been involved in launching coordinated attacks on political opponents and using official information to mount those attacks. And I think, and also that the Minister of Justice of this country has been aware of and encouraged such activity. And that's why I don't think Judith Collins can hold her head up. And I'm amazed she does. But she does so because John Key refuses to discipline her, which might talk to the morality of John Key. But just saying, I'm relaxed about this. It's a left-wing conspiracy. And maybe I've changed my tune on this, but I just don't think that washes anymore. That's all I'm saying. Well, that was a bit of a rant, wasn't it? See what a good movie can do? It also made me realise how difficult it was being a journalist in the old days. They had to visit people. They only had the landline, the phones. Those were being hacked. And big, heavy typewriters went tick, 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 tick. At least they weren't bloody tweeting inane rubbish all the time. They weren't tweeting inane rubbish all the time. Ah, just good old hard-working GNAs. Robert Redford, too good looking to be a journalist, truth be told. Way too good looking.